So, in this first series of podcast, our first episode, we're going to give you some traits. And if you relate to any of them, we'll tell you at the end of who you might be. Of, like, what kind of person you would be. So, I'm going to give you some traits. And just see if you are one of these people. Do you like to lose your sanity at the PTA meetings? Or do you also wear acrylics? Do you drink white wine with your mom friends? Do you argue with the refs at the soccer games? Do you also give kids fruit on Halloweens? Fruit or vegetables, it doesn't matter. Do you lose your receipts? Do you also have a short bob with highlights? Do you drive an SUV? Do you feel the need to speak to a manager? I know, it's going to be very hard coming out when you find out you are all of these traits, or most of these traits. So, I'm going to give you who you might be. So, Karen. You would be a Karen. What does Karen even mean? It's just a simple slang term that us kids these days are using. Are you entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman? You're especially featured in memes, but these Karens genuinely have a stereotype for having a blonde bob cut, always asking to speak to retails, or asking for the restaurant managers to always complain about having too much green beans, not enough steak on the plate. Or do you always feel like you need to make demands and be nagging? Well, another trait would be you're probably divorced too. So, Karen. Karen is just a simple trend from the 2010s, using our first name to make fun of certain type of people. We also have stereotypes for Beckys. We also have stereotypes for Chad. Any name could be a stereotype. But why Karen? Karen is the most popular one we got. So one suggestion comes from that the 2007 bit from Dane Cook called The Friend Nobody Likes. The friend was named was Karen. For another example, we also have the character from Mean Girls. The one most popular quote, "Oh my god, Karen, you cannot just ask someone if they're white." Or we even have the fourth of that Karen coming earlier from the 1990s from Goodfellas. One of the characters' name was, could have guessed it, Karen. Whatever the original slang, the name Karen, popularly thought as the generic seeming name for a middle-aged white woman of this certain generation. Karen also appears as early as September 2016, when Nintendo made fun of a white woman. She appears to be in her late 20s, early 30s, and she was bringing a game device to a party, which the user refers to be as the Killjoy Karen. This character was also developed in 2017. So to continue my experiments with all these Karens, I work at a bakery, and I have a lot of these types of people come into my work who always demand for too much things, even when I don't have those in the store. But they all have the typical, I'm not trying to stereotype, but they all have the typical haircut, short, angled, blonde bob. That also gets called the mom haircut. Who speaks to the manager and always escalating complaints and demands, which that's a stereotype of a Karen. But you don't have to like portray the actual typical Karen. You don't have to look like that. But there are also some types of Karens beginning in the last of least 2017. Karens have been closely associated with the baby boomers. Some millennials and the members of the Gen Z also come out as boomers for being close-minded, behind the times, especially when progressive views such as gender, sexuality, youth culture. Spreading this online, early November 2019, this joke of the Gen X that the Karen generation also came out as with the heel, "Okay, boomer," is another slang, which we'll probably get into another episode. But, so, to conclude this video or podcast, you might want to, like, check if you have some of these, like, if you have some of these traits, you might want to check yourself. And all of these, all that I'm talking about is all supposed to be simply a fun little joke. Nothing is supposed to be taken serious on this. It's just a little comedy to get yourself lightened up and have some good times. Thank you for coming to this podcast.